Let me ask you a question about marriage. 50-50? Is it 50-50 like they say?
No.
No, I think no. No marriage that I've ever seen work is 50-50. You know what it is? It's one person who's boring with one person who's batshit crazy. That seems to be the combination that works. Boring with batshit crazy equals forever. That's what they should put right on the cake. Two boring people don't work because they'll cheat on each other because it's too fucking boring. Two batshit crazy people don't work because that's the show Cops. Does he snore? Yeah, snoring could be a problem. And you know what, guys? We should take responsibility for that because that's usually a guy issue, snoring. And you'll try to talk to your husband about it, but he will not listen because it is not a problem to him. Because he is sleeping right through it. So what you should do, ladies, is wait till he gets into a nice slumber and then kick him in his fucking face. Kick him in his face. And when he wakes up and says, "Why did you do that?" you can say, "Oh, I didn't know I was doing that. I must suffer from restless leg syndrome." See how that works, sweetheart? I counter your involuntary bullshit disorder with my own nighttime karate that I can't control. I don't like till death. I don't like that. Because let's say I'm married. Let's say my wife tries to kill me. She doesn't succeed. We go to the hospital. Guess what? She is also my emergency contact person. She will get another shot at it. But I have all kinds of friends now because I'm 40, 41, about to turn 41. Single friends, married friends, divorced friends. I got one friend, he got married, divorced, remarried the same woman. I talked to him 2 days ago. He said, "I'm depressed." I'm like, "Why are you depressed?" He said, "I'm having marital problems." I'm like, "Dude, you're not having marital problems. You have a learning disability."